the VOA studios in Washington, D.C., around the world, and direct to you, this is today's Hit Countdown. I'm your host, Shauna Renee. You can call me the Lady DJ. And for the next 55 minutes, you and I are going to count down the top 20 songs in pop music, according to Billboard Magazine, and you, the VOA listeners, for the week ending July 6th, 2024. So, was Sabrina Carpenter able to hold on to the number one spot this week? Or did a couple of country guys find their way back to number one? Well, you'll have to wait and see, but not for long, because we're going to kick things off right now with this week's number 19 song. This is from Dasha. She was at number 20 last week, so that's good news for Austin on today's Hit Countdown.
lead. It would be as friendly to break your feet if I was to ask for Megan Thee Stallion. If she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like that. Emoji. My may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
House, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship girls out.
Set me down. So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted. Mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, it's just like y'all have been light jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. I'm the fight y'all. White chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my god, attention. Chicken dog again.
Ever, ever,
if I'm my last trick,
I'm about to reach in my bag.
From Eminem, the song is on his forthcoming album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace, which is due to hit stores and streaming services on July the 12th. Coming up next, we've got the first of two songs from Morgan Wallen on this week's Countdown. He teams up with country singer-songwriter Ernest on a cut called Cowgirls, which comes in at number 15 this week on today's Hit Countdown.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the St. Claus. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all on live cowgirls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, lonely ghost town. Kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run.
Get prize. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a mother. Funeral. So pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers. Scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in the way. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, but you'd think crazy of me. Your funeral was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. Kids are in town for a funeral, and the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. Pink skies, you taught them to enjoy.
Their arms are like an angel through the
are listening to today's Hit Countdown. That was Chappelle Roan with Good Luck Babe at number 11. My name is the Lady DJ. You can find me on social media at VOA Lady DJ 1. And it's time now for Word on the Tweets. The tweets are still buzzing about the BET Awards. Sunday night was a blast with a big celebration of Black music and film and sports. In my opinion, one of the best moments of the night was the tribute to Usher for his Lifetime Achievement Award. A fantastically talented group of women, including Chloe, Victoria Monet, Alato, and Kiki Palmer, performed some of his greatest hits. Megan Thee Stallion kicked off the show, and Will Smith surprised everyone with his new song, You Can Make It. Lauryn Hill and her son YG Marley also performed together to close out the show. The host, Taraji P. Henson, took a moment to remind everyone the importance of voting in the upcoming U.S. presidential election. If you missed the show, no worries, you can still catch it on demand. The tweets are also talking about Kanye West. He is facing another lawsuit in California. This time, 8 former employees are accusing Ye and his former head of staff, Milo Yiannopoulos, of intolerable harassment and discrimination. They claim that employees of Yeezy were segregated by race, with the Black and African employees being given less desirable work assignments for less to no pay. They also claimed minors as young as 14 years old were exposed to pornographic material. Ye has not yet released a comment, but Milo tweeted the lawsuit takes more, quote, imaginative leaps than the Lord of the Rings. And on Wednesday, music mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs was adult film star Adria English. English alleges that she was groomed for sex trafficking while working at Diddy's famous Labor Day white parties between 2004 and 2009. Court documents reveal that Diddy, along with a couple of associates, allegedly trafficked English during these events. She says the initial 2004 white party was innocuous, but subsequent years saw a darker turn. She also claims that she was coerced into sex work, forced to consume alcohol and illicit drugs, and is haunted by the experience. Diddy's attorneys deny the charges, emphasizing the need for a fair judicial process. For more information on these stories and others, go on over to my Facebook page. I am at VOA Lady DJ 1. Now we're going to head back to the countdown with this week's number 10 song. It's from Billie Eilish. This is called Birds of a Feather on today's Hit Countdown. I want you to stay.